since 1996. This is Cinematic Sound.
That was John Ottman's main title from his unused score to Halloween H2O, which was released by Verez Sereban Records as Portrait of Terror. I love that score, especially Ottman's excellent use of John Carpenter's classic Halloween main theme. Welcome to a very special edition of Cinematic Sound Radio. My name's Eric Woods, and I'm your host, and you're listening to it right here on cinematicsound.net. This is our second Halloween special in as many years. We used to produce one every year when I was on terrestrial radio, and I think I did a few on-demand episodes many years back. But for about 3 to 4 years, whenever Halloween rolled around, I never got around to producing a show. I love Halloween-themed film music. I love how over-the-top it is. I love how experimental it is. I love how melodic it can be. I like that the horror genre doesn't shy away from film music. It's all part of the fun of being scared. So I love it so much, which is so strange why I don't produce a Halloween show each and every year, but I like to remedy that. So this is, like I said, our second one in a row, and hopefully each and every year from now on, we'll be producing some Halloween-themed programming for you right here on Cinematic Sound Radio. Now, we did present a fantastic Halloween show last year, which is still online, and we have a link to that program on this very page. But there's just so much great scary scores left to be discovered that we have to produce another one. So hopefully this program, as I said, becomes an annual thing. And on the show today, you will hear music from The Tall Man and Hellbound Hellraiser 2 by Christopher Young, They by Elias Mural, Prince of Darkness by John Carpenter, The Haunting by Jerry Goldsmith, The Descent by David Julian, An American Werewolf in London by Elmer Bernstein, Species 2 by Edward Shearmer, Insidious by Joseph Bishara, Jason Graves' music from Dead Space, John Debney's The Relic, Harry Manfredini, and Friday the 13th, Steve Jablonski and Charles Bernstein's contributions to the Nightmare on Elm Street franchise, Michael Kamen and Orbital's Event Horizon, Elliot Goldenthal's Pet Sematary, Christopher Young's Sinister, Daniel Licht's Dexter, and Christian Sensini's Hyde's Secret Nightmare. Lots of great stuff here on today's two-part Halloween special. We'll now continue with more music composed by John Ottman, as we are going to now present a selection from his deliciously dark and morbid score to Snow White, A Tale of Terror. This is a fantastic hidden gem that also contains hints of ethereal beauty, all beautifully recorded by Tim Boyle in Seattle with the Northwest Symphony Orchestra. Here is the track, Freaks of Nature.
Thank you.
Music from Snow White, A Tale of Terror, released in 1997, starring Sigourney Weaver. The original score was composed by John Ottman. Up next are two cues composed by Christopher Young. We're first going to play music from a new film he co-composed with Todd Bryanton and Joel Duick, called The Tall Man. This film stars Jessica Biel as a mother whose child has gone missing. Now, I'm not sure how much of Young's music is featured in the film, if any at all, since the credit on the album under Young's contribution is music from and inspired from the film. But in any case, his music is what stands out on this album. The most intense and emotional music comes from the pen of Christopher Young, and his Tall Man theme is exceptional writing for racing strings and terrifying brass. The other track in this suite dedicated to Christopher Young, by the way, we have more music from Young later in the show, is from his horror masterpiece Hellbound, Hellraiser 2. Now, the track that we're going to play is called Leviathan, and it's no doubt creepy on its own, but when you read about the use of the word God in Morse code on the Devil's Horn, the more creepy this score gets. It's almost subliminal, but if you pay attention, you can hear those low horn blasts in Morse code spelling out G-O-D. It's creepy stuff. Here's music by Christopher Young from The Tall Man and Hellbound Hellraiser 2. That was Leviathan from Christopher Young's horror masterpiece Hellbound, Hellraiser 2. You also heard the main theme from The Tall Man, which is now available on Screamworks Records. We'll take a break, but when we return, we'll present music from the 2002 film They. The film starred Laura Regan as Julia, and after witnessing a horrific and traumatic event, this grad student in psychology gradually comes to the realization that everything which scared her as a child could be real and could be coming to get her. The score for the film was composed by Ilya Smirnov, the composer of such films as Ronin, Wrong Turn, and Piranha 3DD. The score was written for a combination of orchestra, electronics, electronic grooves, and ethnic woodwinds, and we'll have that score for you right after the break.
You're listening to Cinematic Sound on cinematicsound.net.
That was a creepy track from the original soundtrack recording to They. The track was called Final Attack, performed by the Northwest Symphonia Orchestra, with original score composed by Ilya Smirnov. Welcome back to our Halloween special, our 2012 Halloween special. Up next is music from a film that pretty much scared the bejesus out of me as a kid. It took me a lot of guts to revisit the film as an adult. Okay, so it's actually not that bad, but the opening shot of John Carpenter's Prince of Darkness, you know that one, the dream sequence with the message from the future? This is not a dream. This is not a dream. Yeah, that pretty much scared me silly. And I didn't go near a mirror for a while either. Those who've seen the film know what I'm talking about. And John Carpenter really actually didn't help matters either with his pulsating electronic score. Here is a great track from this awesome score in a wonderful, wonderful film called Prince of Darkness. The track is Hell Breaks Loose.
Hell
Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to Prince of Darkness, the track Hell Breaks Loose, original score composed by John Carpenter. Up next is music by Jerry Goldsmith in the 1998 film The Haunting, a remake of the 1963 classic. This remake was directed by Speed and Twister director Jan de Bont and starred Catherine Zeta-Jones and Liam Neeson. Yeah, the film wasn't any good. However, Jerry Goldsmith's music was solid, especially during this 6-minute sequence called Finally Home. Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to The Haunting. The track Finally Home, with music composed and conducted by Jerry Goldsmith. Up next, we have an extended suite of music from a fantastic British film called The Descent, about a caving expedition that goes horribly wrong as the explorers become trapped and ultimately pursued by a strange breed of predators. This film's a great mix between aliens, predator, and cliffhanger, but what really made this film unique was the fact that it's an all-female cast. It's also a very claustrophobic film filled with terror that was enhanced by a score written by David Julian. It's a heavy score written for strings, electronics, and vocals. As you get deeper into the film becomes much more violent, as does Julian's score. Here's an extended suite of music from the original motion picture soundtrack to The Descent, original score composed by David Julian. Music from The Descent, released in 2006, with original score composed by David Julian. We have to take a break, but when we return, we will listen to music from Species 2 and Insidious. But when we come out of the break, we will feature some music by composer Elmer Bernstein and a fantastic werewolf movie called An American Werewolf in London. We'll be right back right after this.
From Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, this is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to the program. This is our 2012 Halloween special. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. I really hope you're enjoying today's program. Now, I'm not a huge fan of werewolf films. However, there have been some solid ones made. The Howling, Silver Bullet, and American Werewolf in London. The latter, directed by John Landis, and was released in 1981 and features a fantastic score by Elmer Bernstein and some brilliant makeup effects as well. Unfortunately, this score has yet to see the light of day, but the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra did record this 5-minute cue for their Elmer Bernstein Film Music Collection release a few years back. This is the track called Metamorphosis, with music composed by Elmer Bernstein.
We'll be right back.
That was City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra performing the track Metamorphosis from the 1981 film An American Werewolf in London, with original score composed by Elmer Bernstein. And that track comes off an album called The Essential Elmer Bernstein Film Music Collection, available on Silver Screen Records. In 1995, audiences got their first glimpse of the gorgeous Natasha Henstridge as Syl, an alien sex machine made out of human and alien DNA. Henstridge returned for the sequel in 1998, but composer Christopher Young didn't. In his place was, at the time, a relative newcomer, Edward Shearmer. Shearmer's score for this sequel is really, really good. Shearmer was really keen with this score to incorporate as much electronics into the score, though, as he could, and at the same time still have a very large orchestral palette. But the big question was, how was he going to incorporate the two elements as much as possible into the score? Also, Shearmer got a chance here to stretch his action cue muscles, something he had never really done at that point in his career. Here's the track called In the Barn from Species 2, released in 1998, music composed by Edward Shearmer. Music from the film Species 2, released in 1998, with original score composed by Edward Shearmer. That was the track In the Barn. The last score you'll hear during this part of the show is from the 2011 film Insidious. It's a film that had such great potential until it pretty much threw up all over itself during the last act. Insidious told the tale of a family who looks to prevent evil spirits from trapping their comatose child in a realm called the Further. Now, where have I heard that premise before?
They're here.
Right. Anyway, things start off really well in this movie. The scares are good, including one of the best that I have actually experienced in a really, really long time, when that Darth Maul-looking freak shows up in the middle of nowhere in the middle of the film. Those who've seen the movie know what I'm talking about. The atmosphere is also perfectly captured by the torturous score written by composer Joseph Bashira. Screeching strings, clanging percussion, a heavy Penderecki influence, but incredibly effective in the film and a frightening experience away from it as well. Don't listen to this score alone in the dark. And now, very pleased to present, for the very first time on Cinematic Sound Radio, music from the film Insidious, original score composed by Joseph Bashira.
Thank you. Thank you.